Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
If you haven't seen the movie, it's a romantic comedy where I play a celebrity chef who falls back in love with her childhood friend. And in the movie, my character hooks up with three different very good-looking, very iconic, very sexy Asian American men. I know, it's like, who wrote this thing, right? Like. Whose idea was this? And while shooting, all of my girlfriends kept on asking me, okay, Allie, on the DL, you gonna hook up with one of your co-stars? You know, I came this close to fucking the food consultant. It's this 29-year-old Persian dude who had tattoos all over his arms and his chest. And when the wind blew, oh my God, he was so ripped. You could see everything. You could see the King's Hawaiian. You could see the cum gutters pointing you straight to the kingdom of heaven. You could see it all, you know? And we spent one Sunday morning butchering 18 raw chickens. That shit was like the Unchained Melody scene from Ghost. But with salmonella. He had his arms wrapped around me and I almost sliced my hand off because I could feel his 29-year-old dick getting hard up against my spine. See, the pussy could fake an orgasm, but the dick don't lie. I felt that biology and that truth right up against my back. I did not feel violated. I felt victorious. I did. As like a 39-year-old woman with two C-section scars, I was like, oh my God, I am so powerful. I changed density, motherfucker, what? I am a wizard, I'm a bloodbender. I could be an avatar. Let's go, Appa. Let's go find Zuko and make out. Let's go. And I went back to my hotel that afternoon and I pulled down my pants. And my underwear looked like the bottom of a birdcage. To me, why Hello Kitty hasn't contacted me yet, you know? It's like, come on, what's up? When I saw that in my underwear, when I saw those loogies, I was like, oh my God, I still got it, I still got it, I still got it! There is still supply, given that there is fresh demand, okay? If you don't understand the supply and demand metaphor, what I'm trying to tell you is that my body still produces pussy juice, people, okay? And it was good pussy juice, too. It was sparkly and glistening, viscous but not too pasty, pungent but not too dank. It was mwah. It was. I took a little fun dip in there. Oh, that shit tasted like La Croix, pamplemousse. It was quality. It could have sealed up all the holes in my underwear like Gorilla Glue. It was.
Watch Ali Wong, Don Wong, only on Netflix. And don't forget to follow us at Netflix is a Joke on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.